irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, October 23rd. We're back for a new week, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you didn't sleep very much last night?
Is that no. I slept last night. I've been catching up on late nights because I've been doing shows. I've been getting a lot of shows.
Yeah. So you had one yesterday?
Mm-hmm. I had one last night at Flappers Burbank, and I actually had a cool day yesterday. My friend Katie used to work for a big cannabis magazine, probably like the most well-known, but I won't drop names. But now she works for a different one. Truthfully, she worked for High Time. They're a great company, but now she moved on and works for another company called Dank City. And she asked me to be a part of some creative sketches that she wanted to shoot, and I played the weed loan officer, right? And so I met a group of these guys who are just kind of like funny personalities and comedians, and they're in the industry. They create they're content creators, basically. They film themselves consuming cannabis, and they have like all small individual followings, and they're all really funny, nice guys. And so they were so cool, and they came out and supported my show last night.
Oh,
like five of them. They all came. And then my girl Dion, who also works in the industry. So it was so cool to see like people come out and support my comedy from, you know, especially that part of my life, because the beginning of my set is about working in cannabis. And so shout out to them. They're all really cool. And then I have a show tonight.
Oh, really?
I'm at Molly Malone's at 7. There's a benefit show for the victims of the shooting in Vegas, and proceeds, I think, will go to that or to Zappos, which has a really cool charity, if you will. That's for the victims of the shooting that's going on. So 7 p.m. if any of you are around, I'll be at Molly Malone's. I think I'm hosting, because my friend who was supposed to host had to go out of town for an emergency. So I think I'm hosting.
And where's that club?
I think that's in Hollywood or West Hollywood. It's a bar, but it has a stage. So bring your friends, folks.
And I like your shows. They're pretty cool. Last night I was gonna come, but last minute I had to work. So
if you want, you can come tonight if you feel like it. It's an earlier show. It's at 7 p.m. I think. Yeah. So it's in Hollywood, West Hollywood area.
Sounds good. Well, I'm really glad for you. You know, obviously you're getting your name out there, your face out there, your comedy out there. And it's important, you know. You're not sitting back waiting for it to happen to you.
Yeah.
So that's.
And then I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store this week on Wednesday, also hosting that show, Pretty Funny Women.
La Jolla. That's near San Diego, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
I like that area. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Folks, in a few minutes, we actually have two separate guests today. They're both going to be sitting here. And one is a visitor, and another one is a host on the station here. And we're going to have a lot of fun, as always. So I went to... I finally went to the... you know, I'm a book lover and everything. Mm-hmm. So I felt I had to go and see the new Amazon Books store.
Wait, how was it?
So I went there. It's in Century City. It's not as big as a Barnes & Noble, okay?
Really?
They don't even have that big a selection, not even close. But they do have new books, you know, like latest releases. They also have a section like, if you like this book, you probably like these books.
Oh, wow.
Like on their website.
Yeah.
There's also the reviews, 5-star to, whatever, right next to the book and everything. And if you're a Prime member, you pay the prices that you would pay online.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing, you know. It was laid out nice, you know, sort of modern decor and stuff, and it was cool. Yeah,
were there places for people to sit and read? And
not really, no.
Interesting.
No, it was kind of cramped in there. You know, it wasn't that big a store, And, you know, especially when you compare it to a Barnes & Noble.
So is it, do they have the books all laid out like they have at Barnes & Noble? Yeah. Or is everything kind of just like computer?
No. It's all laid out.
And so you can actually go pick up a book, open the pages.
Like any bookstore, right?
Yeah.
And it's very cool. And they got a section for their all their hardware, like the Fire, the Kindles, and the Echoes of the world, and things like that. So that was pretty cool. The whole mall there has been
redone.
And yeah, it's very nice. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What else did they have there?
Well, all the brand names, you know, the big names. So not that it really matters to me because I don't shop at those places, but it's mostly for women anyway.
Yeah.
You go to a mall, that's all you see is women's clothing. That's about it. You know, there's nothing else.
It's true.
Shoes, clothes. You know, men don't shop that often. And when they do,
they have the department stores, I feel like. But you're right. As far as like, I feel like they have like Nike. It's all sporting good. You're right. But I feel like most of those stores are online too. Like, what stores would you see that are for
Men? I miss the stuff that doesn't exist anymore,
right?
Like music stores, video stores,
yeah, that's
even bookstores.
That's all online.
Yeah, you know.
You're talking more like stores, electronics and like special, like Sharper Image. And
yeah,
like
anything
that.
Other than clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what the mall is for.
Right. So so now you have Apple. They also have a Microsoft store there at that mall. So they're selling their stuff there. And it's pretty cool. You know, malls are not what they used to be, but now they're making it more like open.
I watched this Vice documentary I forget what show it was called, but it was about how in this town, all of these malls like had shut down because it used to be, you know, the economy used to be different. It used to be, you know, people would go to the malls and spend their money. And because the economy has changed, like, this is no longer happening. So the malls in this small town in, like, Ohio are all just abandoned, you know, and people, like, go in there and shoot, you know, videos or they'll skateboard. You know, it's not a place you want to hang out.
Right.
But it was just interesting because, like, that's happening all over the country. A lot of these, like, shopping, you know, like we've talked about, because people are changing the way that they consume and, like, buyer's habits or whatever.
Right. We buy a lot of stuff online.
And, like, the mall, it wasn't just a place to shop. And this person in this documentary, they talked to, like, three people whose mall, it really meant something to them because that was the place where they would spend time with their family. And, like, one guy, his dad passed away, and this is, like, some of his fondest memories were spent at this mall. And it just, like, a coming of age. You had your first kiss there. You know, you know what I mean? Like,
see, for teens, it used to be a place where they hang out
safely. Exactly.
You know?
And now, you know, well, also because before the internet, like, that's where you would have to go to communicate. Now you don't even have to leave the house. So it's like, maybe that also obviously, you know, social media, you can hang out in a virtual mall. You can, you can FaceTime. You don't need to go to a mall anymore.
That's true. I'm just curious how the world's going to be 50 years from now. You know, it's going to be so different. I've been doing some reading and stuff, and, you know, the pace of, like, artificial intelligence and stuff, they're saying, you know, already we're putting stuff on our bodies, like, you know, like my watch measures my heart rate and things like that. You know, we have things that are, like, totally, like, virtual reality glasses and all that stuff. And eventually, they're saying it's going to become part of us, you know, like implanted with chips or whatever, you know. So I don't know. And then, of course, the machines, you know, taking over and stuff. I can't see how it's not going to happen.
I would not be cool with the chip thing. There's no reason. That is a way, I think, that we can be controlled, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but
hacked.
What if, yeah, but you know what? It's going to come to a point. Look, we could say the same thing about the internet. Like, I just brought up a story here of a Google executive saying how our society is in real danger from privacy, you know?
Well, if you're putting a chip in you, that you're subject to being hacked.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Like, no, someone of course.
Else, so, like, I wouldn't ever want that option. Yeah. But I think that it'll come a time where they'll, like, require it as, like, a form of identification, you know what I mean? Like, against it.
Yeah, maybe,
like,
require.
In the future.
Or maybe it'll just help you out. Like, you don't have to take a wallet with you. You don't have to take
a
phone
but
with you.
But there's a risk with that.
Well, of course, yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
Everything. I know. But that's a world. I don't think anybody would want something like that when at this time, but I don't know where the world's going to be. People are going to be so different, you know. The pace of change is amazing to me. You know, I think we've made a leap in the past, let's say 50, 100 years, maybe 80 years, than we have in our entire history as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the pace of change is very quick, and we've gotten to technologies that you can't put back in the bottle. It's like, you
right.
know.
Right, yeah. Toothpaste.
Yeah, like toothpaste or a genie. Anyway, folks, we're going to bring in our first guest, who is visiting us from Germany, and she's having a blast here in America, especially on the West Coast. And we're joined by Manuela Jensen. Welcome to the show, Manuela.
Hi, Sam. I'm very excited.
Excited to be yes. here. Awesome. We'll help you with the English a little bit, okay? But I invited you to the show because you have an important message. You came here on a trip from Germany, right? How long are you staying here?
7 weeks and 4 days.
7 weeks?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes.
What did you come to do here? Is it just vacation, holiday?
Holiday, and I find a pink flamingo in Germany, and I give him the name Hope.
Uh-huh.
And I say, okay, we go to have a trip to America and watch for anything, people, it's crazy, or celebrities, and I make a picture.
Uh-huh.
With Hope, and I post it on Facebook, and we say to the people with cancer, don't give up.
Oh, okay. Are you a cancer survivor?
Yes.
So you're a cancer survivor, so this became very important to you, to spread the word, to help people survive this terrible disease.
Yes, I have a non-profit organization in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I talk, I think it's my Kiefer Sutherland Day in Munich, mm-hmm. with the country. And I talk with him, and he said to me, anything people spend money for kids with cancer, but not money for people with cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a vision in Germany to open a cafe for people can go inside to talk. And I think it's a good idea for LA too.
Yeah, to be aware of all this. Yeah. So you brought it like she's got an inflatable pink flamingo. Can we see it? So it's a small pink inflatable flamingo that you carry around. So this is like your mascot. This is something you carry.
That's why when I said your favorite color is pink, I just guessed that.
Yeah,
I didn't even know.
Right.
I have a blue.
Yeah,
blue,
I know.
Blue hair.
Yeah, she's got blue hair.
Flamingo. Yeah.
Yeah. She has blue hair and blue nails.
I didn't know we would even be talking about breast cancer or cancer awareness.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah. Crazy. Well, I didn't tell her what she was coming
yeah.
about. I kept her in the dark.
It was a guest.
No, but we're pleased to have you as a guest, Manuela. And I salute you for coming to a foreign country and really trying to make a difference, you know, letting people know that there's hope. Yeah. So... how long ago, how's your cancer now? Is it gone?
I hope. Just in the moment, it's good.
Yes.
The cancer by 2030.
Uh-huh.
And it's a long, long, hard fight. Try two times 28 irradiation radioactive.
Radiation, wow.
Two times roulettes.
Uh-huh.
And six chemos.
Really?
14 operations.
Oh, my God.
It's a hard fight for the life. And
yeah, right.
I think anything people have the same with me and have trouble, and the family and the friends have a problem too, but nobody help.
Yeah, nobody helps them, right? Yeah.
And I think this is a good idea with a place to can stay. He can talk when he will, but when he say, I will drink a coffee, he can drink a coffee.
Right.
So
this is like a non-profit organization.
Yes.
And in Germany, did you start it?
Yes.
Oh, you started it?
Yes.
Ah, very nice.
With seven people.
Seven people.
Yes, last year.
Very nice. So I guess when you get cancer, it like consumes your life. It becomes everything in your life, right?
Yes.
Everything is cancer, and you have to live around that. Can you imagine Rachel being in the hospital so much?
No, I mean,
terrible.
But cancer runs on both sides of my family, so I'm very,
oh, no.
I try to be like very, I mean, like everyone in my family has cancer, so.
Wow,
or has
scary.
Had cancer, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to the doctor in like a week or 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Just to check.
I know. You got to get checked, you know, because if you don't catch it early on, then it's hard to take care of, right?
Actually, a girl I went to high school with, she's a mother of 3 or 4 kids. She just found out she had breast cancer.
Wow.
She's only 30 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, 29 maybe, not even 30. Just turned 30. Yeah.
How depressing,
crazy.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah.
My brother and my father died from lung cancer.
My grandmother too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the place is good for anything people with cancer, not breast cancer, all cancer people.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So many organizations is for breast cancer or lung cancer, and I say a place for all the people with cancer.
Well, also, there's so much, like, we have breast cancer awareness, right? Money that goes to spreading the education of breast cancer, but is any of that go into the research or cure for cancer? Like, do people have a lot of, is it more just about awareness, or are people also donating for a cure too? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, breast cancer awareness, but it's like, okay, we're all aware. People have breasts, they can get cancer. Anywhere you can think, we can get cancer, but does that go to, you know, like, does that go into, like, finding a cure, or is it just more about the education of...
Right,
you know, that's why.
Like, so the organization you have, do you actually collect money and give it to people with cancer or for research?
We look for money to open the cafe.
Cafe.
Okay,
place.
So these are cafe
for the place
survivors.
So the people can
come and talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's very hard in Germany. In Germany, the people are no spended.
Don't spend money?
When you begin with a non-profit organization, it's a long, long and hard way.
I can imagine,
I see in America, USA, the people are spend money for everything.
Right.
And this is a great idea. I think, okay, I come here, maybe I...
Yeah, start something like that here, yeah.
And maybe I find not people, and when I have opened the cafe in Munich, then I will go to Los Angeles or California, find a place for the corporation.
Right, right, yeah. Why not come here? This is the best place in the world, right?
Right.
It's a lot harder in other places to do things, you know? I know that. And America just makes things so easy, you know, so much easier than... So you're visiting us for a couple months now. What do you do back in Germany when... are you still working or...
No.
You're not working now.
Not at the moment.
Right. But what about before? What is your profession? What did you do?
I work in the office for marketing for Trip.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. For Trips, did you say? Marketing for what?
For Trip.
What's for Trip?
Yeah.
Marketing, okay. Never mind, it's okay. But marketing something.
English.
No, don't worry about it. You're speaking well. You know, that's the thing. You go to a new country, you don't know the language. It's not easy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you never speak in German, English, you forget anything.
You
else.
Forget, of course. Of
and
course.
When you come here, you translate from German and English, and this is not
people
good.
Don't understand. I know. That's a problem with knowing more than one language. There's more than one language, you know. It's like you get confused and you don't know what's going on anymore. I know. But Vertrib, okay. Well, distribution. Okay, marketing and distribution. Okay, gotcha. Okay, now we understand. thank
I
God.
A translator.
Google Translate, right? Yeah.
Thank goodness, right?
Now they have these devices I saw on Facebook where you talk into it and it translates.
I wish it could translate what your pets say to you. I wish we could spend money on like translating what animals. Wouldn't it be cool if you could have a conversation with your dog or your friend's dog, you know? Just about, instead of talking to people, you just want to speak
to the dog.
Something that just cares about the basic necessities in life, food, sleep, going to the bathroom, you know, just a simple thing.
And last year we have the first charity in Munich, Dance With Me In The Rain.
And we dance in the
rain for 3 songs.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Well, you couldn't do it here because we have no rain in California.
It's a Feuerwehr.
Right? No. Yeah, fishing.
No, like they make rain.
They make rain. Yeah, like, yeah.
We make rain when it's not raining.
Oh, okay. Well, for you, you get
charity season. Doesn't stop for, you know, for we bring Mother Nature to charity.
Very nice. So now, do you have a family back in Germany? Obviously, you do, right?
Yes.
Your family and everything. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
One brother.
And a mother.
Okay. So now, did you grow up in Munich then?
No, she lives in North Germany.
No, but you
yes,
were.
You
grew up in Munich?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never been. I'd like to go to Munich. What about Berlin? Have you been to Berlin?
Berlin, it's okay, but I say when you live in Germany, you can stay on Hamburg or Munich.
Right.
It's
nicer than Berlin. But Berlin has a lot of history, you know? You know, you go there, history and stuff. You guys don't want to know that history. That sucks, but...
But Munich has the Oktoberfest.
Right, exactly. But Munich also had a tragedy with the Olympics and everything in 1972.
Yes.
God, you guys were just like always with shit like that. My God. But the modern German people are totally different from the past. You know, I've met some of the nicest German people and a lot of influence, you know. A very, very powerful country, right?
I will say, when I went to Disney World and did Around the World, Germany was one of the best stops at Disney World.
Disney
and
World.
Epcot like, Center.
Oh, okay. You see, I was thinking
have
of
you ever
Disneyland.
Been to Disney World?
No.
Oh, man, you would love it. They have this thing called an Epcot. It's like each country has its own... You think
like
Disney
display
World
or something?
Display or
okay.
like restaurant or whatever.
Like so, a small world, but...
Oh, yeah, exactly, the, exactly. Imagine a small world. And so I ate at the German restaurant. It was so good. It was delicious. There are people who will go for like parties, family reunions, bachelor, bachelorettes, and they'll do like drinking around the world where you go because they all have bars and they all have alcohol from each country, each food. You know what I mean? Such a cool.
Very
it's
cool.
So cool.
Is that the Epcot Center then? Oh, okay.
Highly recommend that.
I remember when they first built it, man. I was really young, but yeah, I've never been to Disney World. I'd love to go, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to Disneyland while you're here?
No.
No, huh?
No.
No? You don't want to go?
Maybe when I come back the last week.
Yeah, you should go. I mean, it's... Because they have Disney Europe, but it's gone, right?
I love Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that one didn't do very well in Europe. I think they closed it, or maybe it's still open. I don't know. They have one in Japan.
France.
Yeah. But I watch for people to make pictures with Hope.
Picture with a Hope?
Yes.
Okay, so the flamingo is called Hope. And yeah, I saw on Facebook, you're getting everybody to take pictures with it, including me, right?
For you, for everybody, for Mickey Rourke.
Right, Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rourke.
Where did you find him?
In Beverly Hills.
Oh, really? You just saw him and you walked up to him?
Yeah, I don't... I see him and say, oh, it's a crazy man. And I go and say, oh, Mickey Rourke. He says, excuse me, sorry, can I make a picture? Yes, come on. And we talk a little bit.
Oh,
he's very, very great.
Right?
And yes, very.
Very nice
and
guy.
And he make a picture and Ralph Müller.
Yeah.
He make a picture too.
Yeah.
Eye catcher from the body... In Venice Beach.
Yeah, bodybuilders in Venice Beach. I know, I saw
and
that.
Anything people I ask and she say, yes.
Yeah, you want to take a picture with Hope, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. So you'll have a very memorable trip. You'll remember this for a long time.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice. So you're going to be traveling here on the West Coast and stuff. Are you going anywhere else in America while you're here?
Yes, next week I drive to Arizona.
Oh, you're driving to Arizona.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice drive for you.
And then I go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Well, you can't not go to Las Vegas.
Five days, and I hope I find Cher.
Yeah.
For the picture.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah. No, five days.
Are you on
Vegas.
Twitter?
Yes, I send Cher anything, information.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid, I drive to the home and ring.
Uh-huh.
You went to Cher's home?
Yes.
She lives in Vegas, no?
No, maybe He stayed here just in the moment here. She had a concert November in Vegas.
Oh, did you knock on the door?
Yes.
And did they answer?
No, but the people, the woman I talk with me, it's very hospitality.
Yeah.
She say, I cannot come for the later.
Right.
But please let it outside and I pick it up.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. There you go. You say, but you're raising awareness and that's a good thing. You know, I mean, you're going around, you were raising awareness about this. So it's not just all fun and everything, right?
Yes.
So you take your message with you. She has it all printed and everything.
I think you could do pink. You should do pink to match the pink.
Yeah, right? Yeah, go and
you
get
could
your
do
hair
the
pink.
Same, yeah. It would be good. Or do pink and blue.
But I have a problem. I find not a pink Mustang.
Oh, true.
No pink Mustang, huh?
Yes.
That's true. That's so true. You wanted something to match your hair.
It's something a convertible. Stand out.
Yeah, it's a convertible also, so you can see she matches the car.
Amazing.
I have fine. I have only one life, but I live.
Yeah.
There you go. You're refusing to give up. No giving up. No surrender. Right? Wow. You see, that's the thing, man. It's like, these things scare me, you know? Like, you know how Robin Williams took his own life because he found out he had Parkinson, you know? And I'm thinking, shit, you know, I might be getting the same thing because my dad and my grandfather had it. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go the way they are. My dad is like half a person now, you know, barely moves, barely this. And it's like, it's like, you know, when you get to that place, it's like, let me just die already. But when you're young and you're not ready for it and everything, you fight. Right? Mm-hmm. You fight for your life.
Yes.
Wow. So you met a lot of other cancer survivors in Germany too? You get together with them and you guys talk and share experiences and stuff, right? Because it's very scary. I mean, you feel you're going to die, right?
Yes. I see last Sunday, for a week, TGB,
uh-huh.
Malibu team from breast cancer with Tiffany Grunwald. She's very lovely, and we talk, and we make with Facebook a friend, and we write a little bit. It's crazy. I think with a big company, you can one more something.
Yeah, you can
you
do more.
What I mean? Yes.
You can do more with more people.
Not anything people by myself.
Right.
With a big company.
Right, with a big group of people, you can create a lot more than you can alone. That's what you
and you can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, I mean, and people suffer from all kinds of cancer, and I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine how terrible it must be. But you had support of your friends and family and everything in Germany, so, you know, you got some support. You're not alone, right?
I stay alone in Munich.
Right.
My family live in North Germany.
Right.
But I talk anything time.
Yeah, you talk to them all the time?
Yes.
Wow. Did you ever get married? Married children? No marriage of children. Not for her.
No.
She's shaking her head.
I'm a big kid by myself.
You big kid yourself, right? That's funny. So, but yeah, you know, I don't know. I think that that much more, I guess people that don't have cancer don't really realize what's involved in this. You know, it's like, I don't really think a lot about it. But when you bring it up, you go, what a terrible thing to have. You know, when people tell you, oh, you only have so much to live, you know, and that's terrible. Did they do that to you? Did they tell you, you don't have too much time to live, or you never got to that point? What stage was it? Stage 3, 4, your cancer?
Three.
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 That's pretty bad.
How old were you when you were first diagnosed?
46.
Wow. So you were...
What kind of cancer?
Breast.
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
Wow. Did you have cancer in your family?
Yes.
Yes. So it stays in families, huh? Wow. That sucks.
I think it's not the problem. It's the family. It's from the gene.
Right.
And when you have stress and trouble...
Right.
Cancer can come
from stress.
And this is, I search my life.
Okay.
When I find person, it's not good for me, I say, okay, you can go.
Yeah, right? Don't want to mess around with too much stressful
people. It's my life. I will not have stress in my life. I will have fun and will help people, anything people with cancer. And
right. But you don't want toxic people around you. I agree, you know? I agree. If the first thing is, if you don't like me, leave, right? I'm not interested in you, you know? That's funny. So, yeah. So we got the message out and everything. Now, So you're going to go to Vegas for 5 days. What are you going to do in Vegas for 5 days? There's nothing to do there for so long.
I go to Vegas to find Cher. Believe me, I see it in Germany. Cher, right. I stay here, and Cher have in the Monte Carlo a concert.
Oh, Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So you're going to go to see her?
No.
Try to meet her?
No. It's too expensive.
Very expensive to see her.
To see she,
to see sure.
And the price, I can she see, I must fernglas.
Right, okay.
I cannot meet her
on the floor, okay. Yes. So, but you're going to try and go to her home? Is that what you're going to try to do?
Maybe. I think when I drive, the people comes to me or the people comes not to me. You understand what I mean?
Right.
I cannot judge the time.
Right.
You must stay on the right time, with the right people.
Right. It's timing. It's all about timing. Yeah, very interesting. Wow. So, all right. Well, I just wanted to bring up Ethan's going to walk in any minute, and we're going to continue the show with him. Now, I wanted to ask you, did you learn English in school in Germany? Do they require you to learn English early on?
Long time ago,
right?
Yes.
But it's important to know English, right? Especially now, it's the language of the internet, you know? Yes. So you have to be able to communicate with people.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. When did we become friends on Facebook? Probably like 2 years or something, right?
I don't know how we
met each other. Did you ever listen to the show?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So that's how you know about me.
When I write with the friends, I listen what he make. You
really?
Understand? Yes.
Ah, thank you. Very nice. Have you listened lately? Have you listened to me and Rachel together?
No, just in the moment I stay here. No, I have not... radio or PC.
No, you need it on your phone. You just have a phone. That's where you listen to us.
Not Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi?
No
Wi-Fi.
I like Wi-Fi.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Wi-Fi is good, like Wolfie. Oh, wow. So this is very cool.
And when the people will say the picture with hope,
he
must go on Facebook from Manuela Jensen.
Okay, Manuela Jensen.
So Manuela Jensen with turquoise hair.
Turquoise hair. And that's where you can find her, Manuela Jensen. And so if you're interested in joining the cause, maybe you can... Are there more flamingos like this where this one came from? Can you buy more flamingos? Probably, right?
No, I can't.
Only
buy.
One.
Only one. I
it's
have
only one,
only
that's
one
hope.
To come with me.
Right.
And I hope.
Yeah, it's good because everybody holds it and takes a picture with the same one, you know. Very cool. So you drive around in a Mustang convertible.
Yes.
Right? Do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah, right? But you come from a place where they drive Mercedes and BMWs, although we probably have more German cars here than Germany does.
Right? I drive in Munich a small car, smart.
A smart
car?
I love it.
Really? Yes.
It's half a car.
But you cannot lease rent a car, a smart car here in
the
USA.
No, you can't,
USA.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, but also it's because in Europe there's parking problems, right? People try to get small cars so they can park, right?
Yes.
Here we don't have that that problem as much, you know, because we have a lot of parking lots and
yes.
things like that. But I know in Europe there's not a lot of those, so people park on the street. And with a smart car, you can find easily great to park. Now, is that an electric car, the smart car?
No.
It's not electric.
No.
Okay, so what's the big deal about it? It's just that it's small, so it doesn't take as much gas? Is that why? Why did they make a car so small? You know?
I don't know.
No?
I love it.
You
I
like
find
it.
Everything, a place to stay with the car
in
the city.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And a smart, when you drive, it's okay for 300 kilometers.
300 kilometers?
It's okay. Then it's too hot.
Really?
To drive, yes.
Why? Oh, it's not comfortable anymore, right? Oh, my God. Can you imagine sitting in that driving to Vegas?
No, not at all. My dad's like 6'5". There's no way.
Right.
So there's like a height limit to the, and
yeah,
a weight limit.
Probably,
I just feel,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's not safe.
Your dad is 6'5", huh?
Yeah.
Wow, he towers over everything.
Yeah.
What about your mom? Is she
she's
tall?
She's 5'8". Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
she's pretty tall. Yeah, for a girl, for a woman, yeah.
And then thus you're tall, too.
And my sister.
Yeah.
My sister and I are about the same height.
Oh, yeah?
5'8", yeah. So, it's true.
It's funny, 5'8 is tall for women. I'm 5'8 and I'm short.
It's also a good height, too. You're not like 5'6", you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's
because right. Think about it. A lot of most, like 5'8 is a good height because you could date someone 5'8. I mean, even if you wanted to date someone taller, but like that still leaves a lot of, you know what
no,
I mean?
That's
can
true.
You imagine
right
if it was worse?
Yeah. I'm on the cusp between average and tall. But,
you know,
what can I tell you, man? But at any rate, it's just that Middle Eastern men are generally shorter than Americans and stuff. Come on in, Ethan. Come on in. Yeah, Ethan has finally arrived, and we're going to be joined by him. Ethan is a host here on the station. Mm-hmm. He's on here Fridays. You met him. And Ethan Detmeyer, very cool guy. And he has a show here, like I said, Fridays in the morning. And we'll talk to him in just a minute. Welcome, Ethan.
Welcome
to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Ethan is always ever gracious and thankful to everybody. And we're thankful to you for joining us, Ethan.
No, I'm grateful to you. This is the show to be on.
Oh, thank you.
What a lovely radio voice you have.
Yeah, right?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. I haven't had a chance to turn my phone down. See,
no worries. No worries. That's what a kind of show it is, man, you know. But so as I introduced Ethan Detmeyer, a host here on LA Talk Radio. Ethan, you've been with us for a long time.
9 years.
Almost nine
in May, I think. Either it was just nine or it's going to be nine.
Really?
In May, yeah. But it's...
Wow. That's,
Since the beginning.
Yeah. I know. So Ethan is practically family here. And you have the show Combat Radio. You walk around with your combat in effect. His car, he's got a huge car that says Combat in effect.
Oh, I see.
So people always wonder why Combat, Ethan, it's totally not. It doesn't really have to do with war or anything like
that. No, I'm kind of the point now where I make up a different story every time someone asks.
Were you in the military?
No, I wasn't. It was based around a charity I did for wounded combat veterans I was over at Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
So.
Do you used to work at Warner Brothers?
Yeah, for a long time. So it started there, and I just never got rid of the truck.
Yeah, right?
I was going to say, I always, like, I saw someone pull out of my garage with a Hummer. I'm like, no one needs a Hummer in Los Angeles. And the only time, unless it's, like, apocalyptic or, like, there's, like, it's the end of the world. But, like, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't purchase a car based off of that. It seems like a lot of gas.
No, that's true. I mean, Ethan pretty much has an Excursion, which is
yours
probably
is like
the
definitely
car.
The perfect apocalyptic vehicle.
Right, you'll be calling me.
I'll be like, Sam, pick up me and Sam. We have to broadcast out of your van
your
giant truck.
Everybody will be dead. You'll still survive with your car.
That's like a bomb shelter on wheels, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's going to be good when the next big quake hits, unfortunately. But until then, yes, it's bad on the gas mileage.
Yeah.
You know, it is.
But it's cool. It's part of you.
But you dominate the road. Like, no one messes with you.
It's pretty good at that. You know, I mean, if that's
Yeah, it's okay.
I've got a new phone, and I can swear I just turned it off. I have a witness who watched me turn it off, but then it comes back on.
It's okay, man. It's okay. You don't know how to vibrate the damn thing? Here, I'll show you.
No.
And if it was an iPhone, I could tell you guys. Yeah,
I just wish I could open your window right now. Because, you know.
Yeah. Ethan, so meet Manuela. Manuela,
how are you?
And Manuela is visiting us.
How are you?
She's visiting us from Germany, and she's promoting awareness for cancer and things
excellent.
Like that. So we'll take a picture with her flamingo, who is called Hope.
Yes.
And we'll do that. So, Ethan, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm sorry, traffic was really kind of barbaric
traffic
today.
Traffic's always shit here.
It is.
Yeah, but you have the don't fuck with me vehicle.
Yeah, right.
So
you can drive over people.
Yeah.
You would think, but I don't think a lot of drivers even realize I'm around them when I'm on the road with them. I think they're tweeting or they're putting their lipstick on.
It's 100% true.
Isn't that scary, man?
Or shaving or eating hash browns or something.
Yeah, they don't even realize what lane they're in. So you have to navigate it carefully. But I'm here now. It's always fun to do this show. This is one of the best shows to be on, actually.
Thank you very much, man. But your show is fun, too. You actually take 2 hours because 1 hour is not, 1 hour is not enough to fit.
It takes us an hour just to get everyone in their seats.
Yeah, right?
Sometimes.
And warmed up and everything. So what do you guys talk about on the show, Ethan?
On Combat Radio?
Yes.
Next door? I don't know. I mean, it's funny. I get that a lot. It's different every day.
Yeah, but it's usually around film.
Yeah, well, that's where I come from. So we have a lot of... I mean, we actually built the show around a lot of regulars from, whether it's the members of Guns N' Roses or the producers of Big Bang Theory, those guys.
What did you do at Warner Brothers?
I was in feature development over there. Well, I started in the mailroom and then worked my way up into feature development. And so,
are you from California?
Yeah.
Born and raised?
Yep.
California boy. Where'd you go to high school?
Westlake High School.
Very nice.
So, but I don't know.
That's where my cousins went. They play football there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
As far as what we talk about, though, I don't really know. I mean, it's funny because people will ask.
We do. They'll go about anything.
I always tell people, when I know what this show is about, you'll know.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But maybe it's like the Seinfeld of radio shows. It's just like a show about.
That would imply it's a
specific.
Hit, though. And that's where I think the analogy.
But Seinfeld has a delayed cult, generations that weren't even born for it yet.
Right?
You're radioing for generations to come.
That's what I'm thinking, too. And I'm definitely Kramer-esque in some ways. So I would think. That maybe in a decade and a half, someone might actually tune in and appreciate what I'm doing.
There
was
this iconic radio station way back in the day called Combat Radio.
Well, definitely it belonged to an iconic station here at LA Talk Radio. Yeah. I don't know how iconic this show is, but this is always fun. So what did I miss today?
But I was just going to say, so you've been here for 9 years. I've seen his daughter grow up, I mean, she was little.
She's an excellent picture taker, I will say this.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
14.
So she was 5 at the time, right?
Yeah,
yeah, 5. Mm-hmm. She's 14. Imagine you see a kid growing.
I remember
that,
when I was 14.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I kind of remember too. I guess it was exciting time.
It was exciting. So what's the latest with you, Sam? What are you guys? You guys always have exciting things happening around here.
Yeah, we do. Well, we talk about weed when there's nothing else to
talk
about.
Is that a cannabis plant?
But I want
everyone always said
right. They
so
think
funny.
It's cannabis. Yeah, but no, I wanted to since we're here and stuff. And I started getting into this topic of God again. Mm. Not in a religious way, but I like to know how people. What role does the concept of God play in your life, if at all, Ethan? What do you view? What do you think God is?
Wow.
Yeah,
I've spent a lot of time dedicated to that subject.
Really?
Discussing that subject and
so
the possibilities
maybe that's why
of
I
that
it.
Subject.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely an important one. I don't think you can't really discuss it without alienating some people, though. I wouldn't
but
really
know. But who cares?
Know.
You don't have to worry about what people think. You have to have conviction in what you think and what you believe.
Seems to be a next level out there, for sure, is what I would say. I mean, as far as, a man in the sky in robes and stuff, that I don't know about. But there's definitely something. It seems like the universe gets so much bigger than this alien ant farm we're on, right?
Right.
Doesn't it seem like there's something beyond not just the universe, but it gets bigger and bigger?
Or there was
bigger.
Like a designer almost,
Maybe,
Well,
yeah.
For
it's
me,
fun to talk about.
Yeah, for me, it's just like what you said, like it doesn't seem like this was just an act, you know, you tipped over a glass of milk and then there's right. spilt milk but nothing comes from that spilt milk, right?
Right.
It seems like there was a, like we ourselves are creators, right?
Right.
We create our lives. We build our lives. And I think that whatever, there's something that orchestrated whatever we are,
right?
If that makes
and
sense.
And that's based on just on the evidence, you know, of what's around us, who we are, what we are, you know.
But it also just with what we know, with like, you know, probability and the science and the information we have about the universe and how there's, there are other planets that are that they've discovered that are Earth-like, and the probability that there is life on them because they hold the conditions right. to form life.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So and but, how big the universe is, and how many planets there are in universes, and we'll never even get to that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, at least in the
Manuel,
first
we
future.
Having a deep discussion. Do you understand what we're saying? Because we talk about a lot of deep stuff.
Do you believe in aliens?
No. First of all, God. How do you say God in German?
God.
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 God. G-O-T. God. Okay. So, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
God.
I like
okay.
that.
What part does God play in your life? What do you think?
I think anything people have a person to wish from him.
Right.
Or it's goddess or alien or Alibaba.
Right.
You understand what
right,
I mean?
Yeah. Right. That's true. Yeah. I guess you don't know, right?
Yes.
You don't know. And that's the whole point is I think... there was something about, look, we can talk about science all day and all night, but the bottom line is there's so much more to life and to being human than just being alive, right? I mean, right. than just breathing, just the physical. What about all the other stuff we have, Ethan? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we experience love and emotions and hunger and things like that, you know?
Well, this is a very intellectual level of conversation we're having here. I thought I was going
to
be asked what my favorite movie
so
was.
Sorry. Yeah, but
no,
what is
but
your favorite
you probably
movie?
Always get asked that.
What is your favorite movie? Let's get existential with that as well.
I don't have one. I mean, I just did. I thought, oh, this should be fairly easy. This is a conversation
is easy.
That's
Listen,
over my
we only
pay
have
grade.
4 minutes left. Relax.
We have 4 minutes
need,
to
we
solve
all need
the
to smoke,
mysteries
we
of the
all
universe.
Need to smoke a doobie before we answer that question. That's why I think I was so... I smoked a joint before I came on today. I was like, we're going to get deep. We're going to get existential.
Yeah, right.
We're going to answer what Wolfie thinks about the universe.
Right.
I think also, you know, there are certain things in our, you know how things happen in your life and you don't know in that moment why, you just can't comprehend what the reason for this is. And then later right. on in your life, it makes sense. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like, it almost comes full circle. I kind of feel that way about God or whatever that is like we as humans aren't, in this point in our lives, able to comprehend what that could be. Maybe later on in our lives, it'll reveal itself in other ways or whatnot.
Right.
So I think, you know, we're as a species, we're only so smart, right?
Right.
Like we,
right.
you know, and whatever that is so much smarter than us to,
right,
or
to
whatever,
create all this,
you
right,
know.
Right.
So
well, absolutely,
I don't know.
And you know, but I'm reading a book now that where they tried to create life in test tubes,
mm-hmm.
You know, but not with sperm and all this, just from chemical reactions and electricity.
They couldn't do it.
And
could they?
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
But it is weird how we're all so connected and so similar.
Yeah.
You know, living things, you know, certain things have the same genetic or only one thing off. And you're like, how is this possible?
Right,
it's a
right.
thing that doesn't even look like me, you know?
Right.
So.
But one thing they were saying is that if you give it enough time, like we gave the universe enough time to create life
mm-hmm.
from cosmic dust, maybe if you give it enough time, we could start this. They're saying, so in other words, they're saying there could be like a spontaneous...
Right.
reaction that creates life. You
well,
know,
that wouldn't make sense because our concept of time is so distorted. We're such impatient people. We can't even wait 5 minutes, let alone
right.
5 billion years for
exactly.
another person to
yeah.
species of people to form. So, yeah.
Well, guys, we're totally out of time. Ethan, tell people where they can find you, listen to your show.
You can listen to my show here at the LA Talk Radio website, Combat Radio, and you can find me on Twitter. It's pretty much my only place these days.
Oh, really? You hang out on Twitter these days?
You know,
like it?
I jump around. You know, I get bored with one, and I'll jump on another one. But
yeah, I noticed I haven't seen a lot of posting on Facebook anymore.
No, I'm retired from it. Although I did find a fake page that was designed after me. But
really?
But you can also find us right now on GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com/combat-radio-christmas-7 spelled out for our annual Christmas event for the homeless kids.
Yes, and we totally did not get to talk about this,
but
Ethan does a lot of charities. His daughter's involved, his wife is involved, and you're going to have one for the kids, right, this Christmas?
Every year. This is the 7th year, so December 2nd. And yeah, you can go to that link, actually, whether you donate or not, and see a video of the event. You can get a sense of what we do. And
awesome.
GoFundMe.com, Combat Radio Christmas 7, spelled out with dashes.
Awesome. And Manuela, how can people find you if they want to contact you? Through Facebook?
And Twitter. Twitter and Instagram.
What is the name on Twitter and Instagram?
Menu.
M-A-G-U. M-A-G-U?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Magoo.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Sounds good.
Same name, Manuela Jensen.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. We had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you all for joining us again. Rachel, thank you for joining me.
Always.
See everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.